Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
18 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got a few clouds moving around, but still nice day. 66 degrees on this Monday, August 15th. Thank you for waking up with us here this morning, being a part of the morning show. Well, as promised, one of my favorite segments once a month is when we get to talk Make-A-Wish. Phenomenal program with some great people doing just incredible things. And I've got from Make-A-Wish on the phone with me, I got Billy Joe. And Billy Joe, you are in Fargo, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, good morning, and I want to welcome you to the show. And it is so nice. I know we've corresponded by email several times, but this is the first time us actually chatting. How's everything going at Make-A-Wish?
You know, we're doing great. So we represent the whole state, including Wahpeton area. And so we are very busy. We are wrapping up our fiscal year, actually, granting about 40 wishes this year. And we grant about 50 on a normal year. COVID kind of changed some things, but we are doing our best to bring some hope, strength, and joy to kids who are going through their critical illnesses.
Billy Joe, how does it make you feel when you see some of the success stories with Make-A-Wish? That's got to just totally warm your heart.
You know, this is a calling, Bill. I've been at this and being able to have the privilege of leading Make-A-Wish North Dakota for almost 9 years. And each child, their journey is unique to them. Their wish is unique to them. I feel so rewarded to be allowed into their and their families' lives at such a vulnerable time, and it's amazing that we get to you know, get graduation cards, sometimes wedding invitations when kiddos are, you know, in thriving and living out their lives.
Right. And Billy Joe, how did you get into this? How did you come up upon Make-A-Wish, and when did this journey start for you?
Oh, well, thank you for that question. You know, that's a longer story. I'll give you the short version. But we just moved back to the area after being gone for about a dozen years, and I actually had breast cancer. And I didn't know what I wanted to do then when I started. After I got healthy, I wanted to have more purpose. Not that my jobs hadn't been fulfilling in government and in business. And this job it actually presented itself, and I thought, you know what, I have the skill sets, but more importantly, I have the empathy that goes along knowing what a diagnosis can do to a family. Because I didn't just have breast cancer. My whole family, my two kids who were 3 and 5 at the time, and my husband, they all went through that journey. And so I feel I have a little bit more of a sense of what these children and their family are going through, and that's what drives me every day.
Boy, I tell you what, talk about being led right into the right place at the right time. There are no accidents. I always say that. So, yeah, man, what a fantastic story. Let's talk a little bit about Kids for Wish Kids. What's this all about?
Yeah, so it's a really fun, customizable fundraising program for schools and youth organizations or clubs. It really gives them an opportunity to develop their leadership skills, build that school spirit. It gives them that hands-on experience of fundraising to create life-changing wishes for kids that are right there in their community, right there in their classrooms, who are fighting their critical illnesses. And it gives them a way to say, hey, I can do something to help. And there are just different ways that the kids can help. They can do some kind of a thon, right? A dance-a-thon, a read-a-thon, can be a local lemonade stand. Actually, the Wahpeton schools have done a Coins for Wishes drive over the last few years and have been very successful. Some schools even do a Wish Week, and they have a different activity each day. For example, the West Fargo DECA Club just held a series of fundraisers last year, including a pancake feed. So it can be just on its own or combined with a existing activity like Spirit Week or Homecoming. So it's a really fun way for getting kids to think about philanthropy.
How fun and exciting is it for you, Billy Joe, when people come to you with all of these ideas? Because it sounds like these students in these schools really like to get creative with this.
They do. And I think that if it's a sports, you know, they're doing selling some stars at a sports game, or they're, like I said, doing any type of activity throughout the year. It's fun for me to go and share that they are making a difference. And I think what's so cool for kids is that it feels good for all of us, right? It gives us joy to give back. And I think that's instilling in a young age this importance of caring about your fellow people, right? Your friends, your fellow society.
Well, and I always say, you know, Make-A-Wish is, I just think it's the ultimate pay it forward kind of program. When you look at the future of Make-A-Wish, are you excited by that? Do you see a lot of good things coming up as far as the Make-A-Wish program as a whole?
You know, so that's an interesting question, Bill, because I really wish we didn't have to exist, because that would mean there were cures
absolutely.
For all the conditions,
right?
You know, but until that moment comes, absolutely, we are going to be here to say, hey, we have an opportunity for you. You're going through this either at the time that you're going through it or at the end, whatever timing works best. And we're going to be able to offer you this opportunity to think about and dream about what would bring the most strength and hope or reward to you as a child. And I absolutely think that we will continue on until there are cures for everyone. And we're just so grateful that we're able to be a part of those kiddos' lives.
A lot of angels here on earth, and Billy Joe, you are one of them, you and everybody involved with Make-A-Wish. Thank you so much for the incredible work that you do.
You're kind to say.
Well, and again, sometimes the truth is really easy to speak, and when it comes to Make-A-Wish, that definitely hits it right on the head. Billy Joe, is there anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Sure. I just wanted to mention, you know, if you're interested in a Kids for Wish Kids program, please give us a call at 701-280-9474 or go to our website, wish.org/North Dakota. And we have some information there. We have a whole packet. I mean, you don't have to think of these ideas on your own. We try to make it very easy for kids. So we give some ideas, some tips, and then we even can create a custom URL if they wanted to do online fundraising.
Fantastic. And folks, too, if you missed any part of this interview or you're just coming in on this, we're going to repurpose this in podcast form. This will be available on our website later on this afternoon, Billy Joe. We'll put your link on that, too, so people can just link into you that way. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're a busy lady, and I'll let you get back to it. But thanks for spending some time with us here on a Monday morning.
Thank you. Make it a great start to your week.
All right. Billy Joe, they had a Make-A-Wish, and I'll tell you what, doing fantastic things for so many people. I always say the ultimate pay it forward program. A lot of angels in that group, and we're fortunate because we get to talk with them one day out of the month. Okay, so listen up in the month of September, too, and we'll be talking about new things going on with Make-A-Wish. It's 9:26. Here are the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. The Kansas City Federal Reserve says financial conditions in its district remain solid in the second quarter, but survey respondents say signs of slowing growth are likely in the months ahead. Farm real estate values grew rapidly in recent quarters, but those valuations moderated in the second quarter alongside recent